we're privileged to hear from Mr. Dave Hall.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a beautiful day out, and you know, the last hymn we sung, one of the phrases in there that struck me was that we are traveling forward, light unto light. So my question is, what is light? Webster's dictionary defines light as something that makes a vision possible. Now, light's got to be better than that. There's just got to be something more to light than that. We read in the Holy Scriptures that in the beginning God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. We further read in the Holy Scriptures, in Genesis, in the first chapter, we read that let there be light. Not only did he say let there be light, but let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for the lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light unto the earth. And it was so. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So 4 days of the creation, we're talking about light. And there's a little bit of other things in between. But the first day and the fourth day, we're talking about light. What is light to you? Perhaps if you're scientific in your thinking, and forgive me, Stephen, if I get off the line here, but perhaps in your scientific, if you're scientific in your thinking, light is an electromagnetic radiation in the wavelength range including infrared, visible, ultraviolet, and X-rays traveling in a vacuum with at the speed of 2.99 times 10th to the 9th power nanoseconds per second, or nanometers per second. Now that's a bunch of garbage to me. I mean, I'm a layman. But in layman's terms, it means that light travels at approximately 186,000 miles a second. Now, I think most of us know that from our school days. But what else can light be? Perhaps you think, well, light's got to be energy and motion. Light is a fascinating phenomena that can be witnessed, described, worked with, but cannot seem to be truly defined as to what it is. Turn with me, if you will, to John, the first chapter. John, the first chapter. In John, the Apostle John tells us that in the beginning, in the very first chapter, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. We just read that, a little bit of that in Genesis. And without Him was nothing. Was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now we're beginning to see a definition of what light is. Verse 8 of the first chapter, he says, he was not, talking about John the Baptist now, John the Apostle is writing this, and he's talking about John the Baptist, but in verse 8, he's speaking of John the Baptist, he said, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. But in verse 9, that light was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. Now we're beginning to get a clearer definition of what light is. Notice in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it. The true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. Brethren, it is important that we understand that if we are to be followers of Jesus Christ, a true Christian, we too must have that same true light in us. In this message, we will see as plain as day how we can know, and not only that we have that true light within us, but also that we are the children of light. If we walk in that light. My first point is that Jesus Christ is the source of light. Then light has got to be defined as Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. I mean, science ought to be able to see that right off the bat. Turn with me, if you will, to John, the 8th chapter. in John, the 8th chapter, we read in verse 12, it says, "Then Jesus spoke again unto them, saying," verse 12, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Isn't it interesting in the song we just sang that we are moving forward, or we're traveling forward, light unto light? Jesus says he is that light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Before our calling, before our repentance and our conversion, we walked and we fellowshipped in darkness. But now we are the light, and we are the light in the Lord. Now, and my second point is that we are the light in the Lord. Turn with me, if you will, now to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Beginning in verse 8, it says, "For you were sometimes in darkness," which we were before we were baptized and converted and had our calling. "But now," you were sometimes in darkness, "but now are you in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." And that's an important thing to remember. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Verse 10, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship," no co-participating with the darkness, no fellowshipping, meaning with the works of our people that are around us who may not be called of God right now, not to participate in them, not to communicate with them, not to be partakers with what they do. Now, communicating means that we get involved in what they are doing. But this fellowshipping here is talking about the staying away from what they do, their works. We're to love the people, but not to love their works. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Reproving in the King James means to expose them. "For it is a shame that even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore," he says, "awake thou that sleeps, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." The word "walk" in these scriptures here, going back to verse 8, where it says, "Walk as children of light," that word means to take a pass or a course. Your course is moving in a single direction. It's a compass, if you will, a course on the compass. And you're moving in a moral direction, a direction that is narrow. We can't go to the left or to the right. It has to be the straight course, and it is in accordance with God's way. That word "walk" is a Greek word that means to conduct our lives in that manner. That's how we live. How you live and how you conduct your life is what we're speaking of here when it says walk as children of light. But how do you walk as children of light? By faith in the grace of God and having the gift of His Holy Spirit. Note verse 9. In verse 9 it says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." The fruit of the Spirit in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. We are to prove what is acceptable to God. The word "prove" here means to test it. We know that we read in other scriptures where it says we need to test the spirits to see whether they are true or not. We also know that in olden times or ancient times, that the Romans, when they wanted to check, or in the time of the Romans, when they wanted to check whether a coin was valid coin or not, they would bite into it and test it to see whether it was really so. Is this really a piece of gold coin or not? Well, that's what it's talking about here when it says to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. We are no longer to fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, not the people, but their works, and truth of darkness, but only their works. Fellowship means to be a co-partaker of. Fellowship means to participate, to be a co-participant. And we're not doing that now. We're walking a road, a path that is totally different from what our neighbors might be walking if they haven't been called of God. All things that are reproved are made clear by the light. Then the light defined is that which makes all things visible, and the Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. So we can see things now clearly because of the visibility that Jesus Christ has given us by our calling, by our repentance, and by receiving His Holy Spirit. True light versus false light. That's the next point I want to talk about, is that there is true light. We read that over in John 1, but there's also the false light. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14, well, I want to start in verse 13. It says, "For such are the false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." So we know that there can be a false teaching out there in the world, and we have to be circumspect about what we read and what we take into our lives. But verse 14 says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Oh, so the false apostles and their false teaching and their deceitfulness and even Satan's influence can be a false light. But Jesus Christ is that true light, as we read back in John. Well, how can we know that we only have the true light in us? We're going back to Ephesians. If you'll turn back to Ephesians, and in verse 9 of chapter 5, verse 9, "For the fruit of the Spirit," the fruit of the Spirit is how we can know, "in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Verse 14 says that, or verse 13 says, "And the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light.'" Light can be defined as Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. That true light. Light can be defined as that which makes all things visible. We can see it clearly. There's no falseness. It's transparent. It's all clear. We are the children of light if we walk in that light. And if we walk in that light, we will not be co-participants with the works of others in darkness. And the light of Jesus Christ will reprove all things. The light of Jesus Christ is in each and every one of us if we have God's Spirit. And we will be able to see and discern what is right and what is wrong so that we can walk as children of light. And Jesus Christ said back in John, if you will, turn back to John. The 12th chapter. In John chapter 12. Verse 35, it says, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while, as the light, yet a little while, is the light with us, or with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness doesn't know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." Our calling is now. We have a wonderful opportunity to be in the light, to have that light to show us what is clearly visible to us. Jesus Christ is the light. Jesus Christ is in us and gives us that light through His Spirit so we can be the children of light. So walk as the children of light.